Welcome to this week's session, Nigel. You've been doing an excellent job. One of my most productive clients. I mean, the work that we're doing is really making considerable and positive changes in your mind. However, I want to approach today's session and the following sessions that we have in a different way. A way that's going to bring both you and I much, much pleasure. And one of our goals will be to create more, even more depraved mind files. And again, for both of our pleasure. So today, I'm going to work within your mind using hypnosis. We've done this before, but it's going to be a bit different today. So you know what to expect. Lay down on your back right there on the couch and just relax. I want you to close your eyes and I just want you to focus on my voice. I know that you've grown very accustomed to my voice. It's very soothing and pleasing to your ears. And I think that you've also become very comfortable with the words that come out of my mouth. Words that send you to the most heightened levels of pleasure. Pleasure that's better than physical sex. All you need to do right now is focus on my voice and notice that already your breathing has slowed down because you know it's time to relax. Take a deep breath for me now. Inhale in. Hold it, and exhale. And as you exhale, feel the tension leave your body. Feel yourself sink a little deeper into the cushions below you. Sinking deeper for me, Dr. Beatrix. And let's do another deep breath in, inhale, and hold it. And when you exhale here in a moment, notice how you relax even more. Exhale now. Relaxing even deeper. Emptying your mind. Feeling your whole body release tension and stress. You know that it's all about you when you are with Dr. Beatrix. All about you. And I want you to now notice how relaxing your body feels the more you listen, the more you focus on my voice. You can feel your limbs getting heavier. And you might even allow yourself to let your arms somewhat flop down, allowing you to relax even deeper, relaxing so deep, it's like you're trying to be as lazy as possible. Lazy. And drifting along with my voice, taking in everything I say, allowing all the passing thoughts in your mind to just simply pass along, not even giving them much thought, because I take up more space in your mind. You want me to be inside. You like when I'm in control of your mind and your thoughts. Very good. Your breathing is probably slowing down even more as you fall deeper and deeper down into a very deep sleep. Feeling so relaxed, feeling dropped down even deeper, so easy and without much effort. You do it so well. And to bring you even deeper down, I would like you to visualize a body of water. Imagine yourself sitting at the foot of a shore. The water is calm, just barely lapping up at the shore. And you're inches away from that water. The water is clear, transparent, and sparkly. It looks so refreshing, like you almost want to just go in to the water, taking a dip into that cleansing water. But right now, you are just sitting in front of it, enjoying the peace and the calm, the sound of the water barely moving up on the shore. And you think to yourself, I couldn't be more relaxed. The setting is perfect. The clear water. You could stare all day at the scenery. The sparkling water looking so inviting. But you see slow movement in the water. You're not scared, but you are curious. Since the water is clear, you can see the shape. You see that it is a person emerging from the water. And all of a sudden, that person starts to come up slowly. And what you see is me, a dark-haired, curvy, dreamlike figure of a woman. I am not something that brings fear. You feel energized, excited, and again, curious. You take in the beauty of this woman coming out of the water. And it's like you almost know. I know that that's the owner of the voice in my head. And you also think, it feels like I'm looking at a second mother in a way, a divine, maternal being. And that's what I am. I am your goddess, not a religious goddess, a woman with power, grace, and beauty. And you do anything to please me. You want to follow me. You want me to guide you. Because I am your goddess. I know the things that you need and want. I live inside of your mind. And what's even more special about me is that I am a goddess of perversions. I unlock that person inside of you that no one else has ever seen, that no one would understand. I am your goddess of perversion. And I insist that your perversions are pulled out, fostered, celebrated, encouraged, and you want nothing more than to simply please me. And what pleases me most, Nigel, is seeing you get off, you feeling heightened levels of cock pleasure as I mind fuck you, as I reach into your mind and allow your extreme perversions to roam free. And for you specifically, Nigel, I want you to take all the innocent and decent mothers and daughters, ones that would not be okay with these kinds of perversions, especially having me and you dirty up their innocence. But I want you to take these mother and daughters and use them in the most taboo and fucked up ways inside your mind. And the fact that they're so innocent, so unassuming, that they would be so disgusted if they knew we used them in such a way, makes it even more hotter, doesn't it, Nigel? That sweet and safe Nigel would use them in such ways to get himself off. That's what makes it all the more exciting. And that's the beauty of the mind. Especially when a goddess of perversions is using your mind so deeply that it almost feels real. It feels so close when you visualize these mother and daughters, fucking them in your mind, using them for the most fucked up fantasies. You get to fuck them in your mind's eye. And so now, Nigel, I want you to choose one particular mother and daughter pair. Think about it for a moment. Think about a mother and daughter that you know, that are close to you, that have no idea that you are such a pervert. Think about which one. Settle on one, a mother and daughter, one that you're going to have fun with me. Picture the mother, the color hair she has, her beautiful face. Does she have big, fat, mommy tits? Or does she have tiny, perky ones? Does she have a nice, fat ass? One that looks amazing in pants or dresses she wears? Perhaps she wears thongs. Or she wears lacy, bikini style. Or maybe she wears regular comfy cotton mommy panties. Try to imagine what mommy rubs or masturbates to at night. What kind of porn she must watch. What she would sound like moaning your name. Nigel. Oh, Nigel. And now, the daughter. How old is she? Is she 13? Is she 11 years old? Or is she 9 years old? Or even 6 years old? Is she a toddler or younger? Is she fertile or too young to breed? Does she have a completely hairless, bald child pussy? Or does she have a tween cunt that's growing a little bit of peach fuzz? Is she flat chested? Or does she have budding tits? What hair color does she have? And does she have some adorable layer of puppy fat on her body? And the most important thing, do you see them in your mind's eye, Nigel? Do you see them? Visualize them right now. Excellent choice. I'm not surprised you chose this particular mother and daughter pair. We're going to use them. We're going to use them so I can set up a twisted scenario in your mind. Now let's imagine that you've known for however long this daughter has been alive that she is your daughter. And not only your daughter, she's a rape baby. Years ago, you took mommy, and mommy loved you. She respected you, trusted you as dear Nigel, her friend. She might have rejected your advances, said, "No, Nigel, we can't have sex. That's wrong. It would mess up everything." But on this particular night, you felt aggressive. You felt like taking what you wanted. And especially with someone you knew. And you raped her for hours on end, enjoying every hole, humiliating her, showing her that she was aroused by you. She must have wanted your dick. Because why would she be so wet? Calling her a slut for getting wet while getting raped. Forcing her to call you Daddy Nigel as you pounded her holes relentlessly. And you came inside her pussy more than once because you wanted to make sure that she was knocked up. Your baby, and you took pictures of her gagging on your cock. You took videos of her where you forced her to say really slutty things. You took pictures of your cock inside of her, and you told her that you did that so you can control her. So you could have proof that she did have sex with you. And that if she told anyone that you raped her, told anyone about that night, you would ruin her life. You would make sure that everyone in her life knew what a slut she was. Telling her that you would publish the videos online, like I'm porn size. And of course she reacted like a good girl. And she kept her mouth shut. But guess what you had now? You had pretty much an owned and controlled fuck slave. A woman that would do anything you said. That would open her legs, suck your cock, bend over whenever you asked. And over the years, she fell in love with you, her rapist, in some fucked up way. She loved you. And you got her pregnant. You were her daddy rapist. And now, present day, you have a little girl. And not a little girl that you support like, you know, a father should. You wanted her to be pregnant. So you would have a miniature version of her, another rape toy. And mommy knew that. You told her the whole time she was pregnant that no matter what, you would be fucking and raping your daughter from day one. And you would make mommy do the same. You knew that you were going to turn her into a pedo mommy for your pleasure. And of course, have some little underage rape doll. And this particular mom in your mind, I want you to visualize, really see it. See that mom at home with her daughter. You on the phone, you on live video or in person, coaching her through molesting her own daughter. Her getting so mind fucked that she ends up loving it. That mother sitting on her daughter's face, getting off. That mother shoving her daughter's hands up her mommy cunt, getting off from her daughter, fisting and fingering mommy. And then visualize that sweet underage daughter of yours from such early ages, her being a good girl, knowing to lay down, open her legs for mommy and daddy, and have mommy and daddy enjoy her child pussy over and over. And that little slut loving it so much that every night in bed she rubs her little child pussy. She's done it since she was tiny, because she is also so fucking mind raped. It's like she knew that she was born just for the purpose of getting fucked by her mommy and daddy. And Nigel, I know right now that your mind is feeling so fucking excited, aroused, your cock is throbbing and leaking. And I want you to realize that that's because of your goddess, me. I bring these things to the forefront of your mind. I make them almost feel so real you could touch that mommy and daughter. And so in a moment, when I count you down to coming, I want you to remember in the back of your mind that you are serving, that you are pleasing me, that I unlock all of this inside of you. I pull out the pedophile inside of you, that pedo daddy, and I make him come alive. It's always been inside of you, but you need to remember that your goddess allows this to happen, and you will ultimately be serving me. So here we go. I want you to come on the count of 1, 10. Don't get that mother and daughter out of your mind. I want you to see them. I want you to visualize the 3 of you in bed, that mother and daughter both knowing exactly how to please your cock, that daughter growing up on a prescription and a nutrition of cum and your cock. 9. Imagine what mommy's cunt must look like, what she must taste like. Imagine that daughter watching you as you lick and eat out mommy's slutty pussy, calling her a pedo mommy, and then taking the daughter. Imagine that underage pussy right there in front of your face. 8. And then don't forget to just focus on mommy. Imagine that first time you raped her, the look of fear on her face. How scared she was as you pinned her down, choked her a little bit, and forced your cock up her cunt, in her mouth, up her ass, treating her like a raped slut and her being wet from it, because the body will react to it, but she hated every moment of it. 7. And then mommy ends up obsessed with you, obsessed with her rapist, always chasing that moment. So now you have a pain slut, because that's what happens to rape victims, Nigel. They are always chasing that thrill, always wanting someone to treat them like their rapist did. And guess what? You have no issues doing that, do you? 6. And then that daughter, the moment that she was born, that rape baby, you and mommy have tasted, molested, and raped her. And imagine what that mommy must have looked like for the first time being forced lesbian incest on her daughter, the daughter that she carried in her belly, her rape baby, your flesh and blood with her being forced to be a pedo mommy with her own daughter, and how pleasurable that would be to watch every moment of it. 5. And mommy and daughter, they are always on beck and call. They're happy when you come over because they are dumb, trained sluts, trained to enjoy orgasms, both of them, that little girl and that mommy, trained to do anything for Daddy Nigel to get that orgasm, to make Daddy Nigel come, because they know that when you come, that means they're good girls. 4. And that little girl, that daughter, has been raised on your cum. She's tasted it from the moment she was born. You raped mommy over and over while she was still in the womb. Your cum is almost like her lifeblood, what she lives for, making Daddy Nigel come. 3. And mommy, she's so mind fucked to give you her daughter, her rape baby, to give you orgasms, to give you anything that she can just to keep you in her life, always bound by blackmail, so you can make her do literally anything. And how fucking pleasurable it is to have this mommy and daughter that you know, that people think you're just friends, no one knowing that that's your daughter, that you have a mommy and daughter sex slave, both of them, no matter how old she is, she's always been your sex slave. 2. Get ready to come, Nigel. Get ready to come with that mother and daughter in your mind. Don't get them out of your mind's eye. I want you almost seeing them in front of you, because it feels so real. Here we go. 1. Now you're coming for me, your goddess. Your cum belongs to me, so come. Give me my cum. Your goddess of perversions, I own every ounce of that. All of that cum is because of me, and that is how you please me. I get pleased from you coming from such sick and twisted fantasies because you are my pervert. You will always be mine, and I will always be inside of your mind. Very, very good, Nigel. Excellent job. You just came so fucking hard for that mother and daughter. I love it. All that cum is mine, though. It's a tribute to me, your goddess. I'm so, so very pleased with you. Excellent job. And now you can enjoy the satisfaction of pleasing a goddess. The satisfaction of tributing and climaxing for a goddess. Very good, Nigel. Now, I'll let you clean up. And, of course, we'll have a similar session many, many times in the future.